ladies and gentlemen, this is Blacklisted Radio. It's good to be back. It's been a while. It's the eighth day of January 2017. We have made it to the new year. Welcome aboard. My name is Doug Owen. I am your host and the proud editor of BlacklistedNews.com. Not fake news, real news that's just not popular and not that popular is probably the best way to put it. Things that the media, the government, their corporate sponsors would not rather talk about because it's not divisive enough and it really strikes at the root rather than talking about all the symptoms of modern day life, the political atmosphere, what's happening on the Hill, all the stuff that's happened over the last 3 weeks. It's been crazy. So we counter that and talk about it. Social commentary, political analysis, all of that good stuff. You can go to blacklistedradio.com. That's my website. That is the hub, the mothership. We have an interactive chat room there for people listening to the podcast. We do the show live to tape. We record it through the mothership, Republic Broadcasting, and then we put it out there for you to the masses through just about every medium possible. You can tweet at me. Great way to get a hold of me. BLN Radio is the handle. You can text me anytime, 512-222-3067. Comments, things that you'd want to address during the show, anything you want. So before we get to all of that, 2017, well, let's just talk about 2016 for a moment before we jump into the new year, the tech revolution year, all of the things that we consider this year, or at least the media thinks this year, is going to be a springboard towards. But 2016, this is the narrative that it was the worst year ever. Maybe if you were infatuated with Hollywood, you would think that it's the worst year ever. Maybe if you looked at the statistic amount of deaths in Chicago, you would think it was the worst year ever. And you know, there were several years in the 1990s where there were more murders, more unnecessary death and violence that occurred in Chicago. They weren't calling it a war zone. I don't know if you've been watching the Lester Holt specials talking about gun violence and whatnot. So it's kind of relevant topic, considering some of the things that are happening today. But wow, coming into 2017, 2016 was not the worst year ever. It was on record for being one of the highest years for the U.S. and Russia doling out military weapons to despot dictators and, you know, God only knows who, really, throughout the Middle East, primarily, plenty going to South America. There were 21,000 bombings by the Nobel Peace Prize winning Barack Obama on his way out. I mean, just in 1 year alone, 21,156, something like that, was the grand total, which probably isn't even that shocking anymore. You know, that's become progressive. So apparently 2016 is a horrific year because a lot of people that we liked, including, you know, me personally, Merle Haggard, died. But, you know, 2017, we are here. I am a new father once again. My second son was born on Tuesday morning at 3:20 a.m. after 30 hours of labor. It's been a long time since I stayed awake for 36 hours, and that was a pretty draining experience. But of course, nothing that compares to what that was like for my wife. Unfortunately, you know, one of the things you have to be in this life is amenable. And our first child, we went to a birthing center. We had a midwife. It was very peaceful and posh. It was really nice. The setting, the atmosphere, you're in control of just about every aspect of your pregnancy and the delivery. Do it in the water. You can do it in the bed. Do it standing up if you're able. So a lot of freedoms that my wife really liked. And so this time, We ended up having to use a hospital, which was St. David's downtown Austin. And I have to give kudos. I was pretty surprised, pleasantly surprised, with the experience. You always hear about them wanting to take the babies away from the parents and put them in the NICU and just horror stories, you know, trying to force vaccinations on people. If they don't take the vaccines, then, you know, CPS, Child Protective Services, or some other organization for the baby's safety, of course, gets involved. I mean, so there's a lot of horror stories out there. It's pretty scary when you think about it. But they were really receptive to us not wanting to vaccinate initially. You know, they asked, do you want to do vaccines? Is he on a delayed schedule? I mean, she put all those options out there. So I was really impressed with that. And most of the wishes of my wife, like not to wash him with antibacterial soap for 48 hours, using oral organic vitamin K. For all of you parents out there, you know what vitamin K is. Coagulates the blood. And kids, their blood isn't quite working yet. So vitamin K is, they have a synthetic that they've been shooting into kids. And there's a lot of research. You research vitamin K, you can go down a rabbit hole. But anyway, we wanted to do it orally, giving him the organic vitamin K, I think we bought from Amazon.com. They were cool with that. So after several sleepless nights, a lot of blood, a lot of crying on my part, on the baby's part, on my wife's part, on everyone's part, we brought our second into this world. And I want to thank all of you people that donated and supported us, Ivana, Lila, Sarah, you guys, Robert, really did show not only moral but also financial support for the show. So that means a lot. Really geared up to do this show. Of course, it's been 3 weeks, so it feels like forever. But it was nice getting the time off. I won't be going back to work for the next week, or at least not to my regular day job. So it gives me a chance to spend some time with family and really just, you know, ingratiate or immerse myself in Blacklisted News, all the other things that go into the media empire, the alternative media empire that we have built here. So, wow, we're here. It's amazing. Every year we hear about economic doom, the end is nigh, potential martial law, the invasion by the Chinese that are waiting on the border. There's a lot of things that, you know, you find out on the internet and other people talking about on their shows that makes it seem like, you know, it's an epic, end of the world type event just around the corner. And it might very well be, but I guess that's why I'm all the more happy to make it here one more year on planet Earth. So I hope all of you had a great Christmas. If you know people that are struggling, hopefully spent time with them. You know, it's one of the most depressing times for people. Now everybody's in the mode to get fit. You're seeing all those fitness commercials and New Year's resolutions that people are striving for. That would have been a fun show. What's your New Year's resolution? I never have one. Never think about it. You know, it's not a a resolution to lose 10 pounds. Actually, over the last week, I've lost 10 pounds. Not sure how, but I think it had something to do with all the hospital food. So let's talk about Trump. The inauguration, January 20th, will happen unless something that Michael Moore and maybe even the neocons, the people inside of the deep state, would be able to, you know, if there was ever, you know, a chance, they may be able to do something. And that's really been the narrative for the Trump campaign. You know, everybody said, ha, 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 no way, not possible. And then, you know, his own party tried to usurp power away from him and tried to run, you know, dark horse. And I mean, just everyone and everything was against him. And somehow he's going to become the president of the United States in just a few days. So let's talk about it. Trump has definitely taking a different approach. He reminds me of a JFK, somebody who's kind of rich, that saw the real system beyond the swamp, what people talk about, but the actual deep state, the intelligence services, intelligence agencies, and has rebuked them. One of them was John F. Kennedy. Actually, I think he's the only one I can think of. So, you know, this whole show that's happening with Donald Trump, if you're not aware, the biggest problem that he has, according to Chuck Schumer, is that he is lining up against the neocons and those in the intelligence services. Charles Hugh Smith, who I'm a big fan of, had a really interesting piece. Trump aims to cut the neocon deep state off the knees. I'll read just a portion. The neocon neoliberals, we talk about a lot here on the show, must be fired and put out to pasture before they do any more harm. I've long held America's deep state, the unelected national security state, often referred to as a shadow government, is not a unified monolith, but a deeply divided ecosystem in which the dominant neocon neoliberal oligarchy is being challenged by elements which view the neocons, the neoliberals' agenda as a threat to national security and to the interest of the United States. And I think that that's very genuine. I mean, when you saw what happened with James Comey and the reemergence of the emails that are being blamed on Russia, which we could talk about Russian hacking to the point of ad nauseum. We got a few points, but the definitive proof, the smoking gun, has not been revealed. And at this point, I don't think it would matter, even if the U.S. government did. But nonetheless, back to this idea that there is this deep division, people inside the FBI, intelligence agencies, some of those people in that ecosystem are trying to definitely ostracize the Hillary Clinton club, the Clinton crime family. And because if you look at what the CIA has done, before we talk about dismantling it and where Trump will get with that, interestingly enough, he's called back U.S. ambassadors, which are spies. Donald Trump orders Barack Obama's ambassadors to resign their posts in unprecedented move. And of course, we can talk about the tit and tat and how Israel factors into these last throes of Barack Obama's lame duck presidency. But this is pretty interesting. Donald Trump has yet again proved that he is intent on ripping up the diplomatic rule book. In an unprecedented move, the president-elect's team are reported to have demanded ambassadors appointed by Barack Obama to leave their overseas posts by Inauguration Day on January 20th. The decision to provide no grace period for politically appointed ambassadors marks a significant break with decades of tradition. Now, if Donald Trump is as enlightened as he says he is, as he knows a lot more about what's really happening than the CIA. And let's be honest. I mean, even if you take the CIA and what we know, the last 40 years of world history, at least U.S. world history, the Oklahoma City bombing, 9/11, the Boston Marathon bombing, I could just go through the list of foreign assets that have been able to attack the United States, and the CIA has done nothing. They might tell you that they've made a safer, better world in the last 20 years, but I would point to the utter chaos and war crimes and genocide that are being committed in Syria by the U.S., probably by Russia, definitely by the Assad regime, and by a lot of other gangsters and groups of different sects, from the Khorasan group, which is the new title for Al-Qaeda, to El-Nusra Front. I mean, you just have a lot of religious sects and different basically gang members, ISIS terrorists, which is just a very blanket term for people that are fighting at the interest of the United States and Turkey. Turkey Erdogan has had his coup. He is definitely working both sides with the Russians, and that's kind of where that whole proxy war lies. So if you think that we're doing well in the diplomatic realm, you'd have to wonder about, you know, all of the red lines that Barack Obama had and whatnot. But really, back to this idea that Trump knows what's happening. If he does, then, you know, most of these ambassadors, they have to be compromised by Hillary Clinton. Most of their communications, most of their reputations, all of the dirt that the Kremlin has on them, it only makes sense to remove these people to kind of recuse the U.S., get fresh voices with new technology, maybe not in the Russians' hands, into these key positions. So it's definitely interesting. Chuck Schumer says Trump is, quote, dumb to cross the intelligence community, payback lightly. This comes from The Hill, so pretty mainstream media outlet. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer let it slip, a terrifying reality when it comes to the power of our nation's president over the executive branch. Agencies like the CIA have, in an interview Tuesday with MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, she's a handsome one, Schumer said President-elect Donald Trump, I can't get past it. When we have comedians that are now considered to be, you know, legitimate voices, journalists, people like her, you just have to wonder. But anyway, Chuck Schumer went on her show and said he's being, quote, really dumb by taking on the intelligence community because he does, quote, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So a little friendly advice from a New Yorker to another New Yorker, from Chuck Schumer. Is this a military coup? You know, of course, you have all of the military brass, from Mad Dog Mathis to the like, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and a lot of conservatives and power brokers in economics and finance. When it comes to the CIA, I mean, controlling and manipulating the black market, not to mention the global markets, is part of that stability and infrastructure building and providing what you would consider, I guess, to be national security. It's imperative that economies implode only when they are supposed to, not when they're not supposed to. So that you know, goes into the wheelhouse of the CIA. But, you know, I've talked about this so much. People get so wrapped up in the president. And up until this point, we haven't had any president talk about the deep state, much other than the ones that created it. You don't hear a lot of people discussing the Federal Reserve, something that, you know, at least Donald Trump talked about. I mean, the Federal Reserve was a freakish boogeyman that people only in the conspiratorial realm would even touch. So, you know, that's interesting to me. That's what makes him kind of the X factor in this equation. Whether or not he goes forward with this, and of course people are saying, oh, he's going to be assassinated, it's just a matter of time. You know, I have no idea what the future holds. But I think it might be a lot deeper than people think. But there are those neocons and neoliberals, the Kagans, all of those people at the Council on Foreign Relations that have done a horrific, evil job in the Middle East. And people are starting to recognize that. We'll take your calls and talk much more about all of this on the other side of Blacklisted Radio. Stay tuned.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. 2016 set another record. 27 million guns bought in 2016, never more, purchased by Americans, driven by terror threats and a potential Hillary Clinton administration. The sale of guns in America soared to a record level in 2016. Isn't that ironic that because you are perceived to be a gun grabber, because you know, you talk about it, and the people that support you really do want to limit your gun rights. That makes people want to buy even more guns. And not to mention all the people probably in the cartels that end up with some guns here out of Texas and California, New Mexico. I'm sure a few of them go south. Anyway, there are a lot of things that are going on. I did want to kind of touch on Russia real quickly because, of course, Trump isn't hard on Russia, and the Barack Obama administration going out really laid this pathetic set of sanctions and the oustering of a few Russian intelligence guys, just enough to kind of, you know, seem as if he was being hard. We're going to come after you, Russia, for what you did to the election. And of course, it's very easy for people that just can't contemplate regular Americans, or enough of them in enough states to win the presidency for Donald Trump. See, this is a great opportunity to figure out, you know, who done it. It's great to have a smoking gun. And when experts agree, when there is, quote unquote, you'll hear this, intelligence community consensus, then, you know, it makes people rest easy. Oh, that's why she lost. It's not because our politics are unpopular and people are getting screwed and figuring out that the 8 years under Barack Obama didn't provide all the hope and change that they wanted. Anyway, I could go on and on and on. So they came up with this great report on what it is that the Russians did. One of the reasons that they have gone after Russia, and they have put forth this justification for the punishment of Russia. This comes from the Huffington Post. It what amounts to nothing more than a speculative assessment, which contains no actual evidence of Russian hacking. The much anticipated declassified intelligence community assessment of Russian activities and intentions in recent elections, U.S. elections, report from the intelligence community was released yesterday. How many people read this? Not Donald Trump. The report is sorely lacking in any hard evidence, proving nothing, providing no support to dubious politicized claims of Russian hacking the election. Now, they've said that there is proof positive. The intelligence community said Friday that no voting machines were tampered with during the 2016 election, but the breadth of the Russian cyber activity throughout the campaign raise the specter that the election infrastructure is vulnerable to digital intruders. So not a lot of people notice this. Well, before we get there, one of the reasons that the Russians are being punished is because of Abby Martin, somebody we've talked to. The intelligence community report blamed two Russia Today programs, Breaking the Set and Truth Seeker, for undermining American confidence in the electoral process. One of the problems, these programs have not been on televisions for more than a year. Abby Martin is now working at Telesur, which is a South American media outlet. She does interviews with Noam Chomsky and other stuff. Somewhat kind of left, but still anti-establishment, anti-U.S. neoliberalism, you know, the expansion of empire. I think her new show is called Empire Files. And the other guy, I've seen The Truth Seeker. I actually like this show and a lot of pieces about 9/11 truth and other really taboo topics. But it's just funny because he's trying to portray like this American guy with, you know, this, you know, very manly. What's the word I'm looking for? He just tries to seem like he's a secret agent or something. And the way he talks sounds just like this. So, but he's Russian, so you really can't get past that part that he's trying to sound like an obnoxious American, but it just almost doesn't work. Anyway, these two shows were the ultimate reason. Thank you, Abby Martin, for undermining the U.S. election. Can you imagine that? What an honor. I want to congratulate her. We got 30 minutes to go. Still time for you. 800-313-9443. Or you can text me at BLN Radio. It's Blacklisted News.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The Truth Seeker, any other RT program you watch, it doesn't matter, because all of this has justified the Department of Homeland Security now designating the election system as critical infrastructure. This happened on the 6th of January, just 2 days ago, when not too many people were paying attention, more hyped up about Trump and whether the Russians are controlling our politicians and whether or not they groomed Trump. It's another story. The fact that he may have $1.8 billion in debt out there, people are like, so what, Doug? So what if he has $1.8 billion? I don't know. I've never had that much debt. And, you know, when you have that much debt, you might control the situation. You know, that's how the Federal Reserve, I mean, holding debt puts you in a powerful position. I think it was Trump that said, you know, that the banks, they came to him and I paraphrase, but they came to him and asked him, you know, hey, you've got a problem, man. You owe us all this money and we don't see you able to pay us back. Got a huge problem. He said, no, we've got a huge problem. You've got a big problem, because if you don't help me, I can't get your money back. So anyway, food for thought kind of sets the show here. But anyway, so the Department of Homeland Security has used this, the specter, even though no infrastructure was tampered with, no votes. I mean, we keep hearing about them interfering in the election system. That itself is a psyop, because when you hear that, you automatically assume that there's something that they did electronically, somehow they hacked into our election system. Nothing could be farther from the truth. So, it kind of blows my mind. The Department of Homeland Security is taking over the U.S. election system. Boom, like that. It happens. That's one of the things I really kind of the downside to Donald Trump, and I would think that most people that are freaked out or, you know, anti-Trump would agree, is that the amount of power that has been bestowed to the executive branch is so that, you know, you have the makings of a really Orwellian dictatorship, an authoritarian force that the world has never seen. When Obama had it, it's fine. When Obama, you know, drops 21,000 some odd bombs throughout the Middle East, primarily in Pakistan and Syria, not a big problem. Scares the hell out of people with Donald Trump. And of course, his authoritarianism, or his penchant for talking about authoritarianism, something that, you know, definitely concerns me. So one of the things that is going to continue is the unfortunate mass shooter situations, incidents that have become all too common. And we have another one, and it's very, very odd. It's probably the most interesting one for somebody like me thus far. You have this Fort Lauderdale shooter, shoots five, kills five, injured, I think 11 others. And he had just received the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal. And of course, if you're not familiar, Esteban Santiago was arrested for this shooting in the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. It's a huge story here in the U.S. Served in Iraq, earned 11 awards, including that he was, you know, somebody who went to war and came back apparently very damaged. That's a story in and of itself, and this ongoing thought or worry that people have that we can't trust veterans with firearms because these people are coming back. They're crazy. And a lot of those people that are coming back and very, very emotionally disturbed end up becoming, you know, police department, officers and working for private security contractors because that's what you know and that's what you've done. So that, you know, really makes a pretty scary dynamic here in the country. But it's kind of, I also think that that's kind of a way to start, you know, pushing that we can't trust the veterans thing that's become more popular. At least it's something that I'm picking up on with a narrative with a lot of the news that I see. But anyway, so you have this story out of the Miami Herald. Most of you already know that he said the government was controlling his mind, forcing him to watch ISIS videos, that he had it under control. He went to the FBI and told them that the CIA was controlling his mind. The FBI took a firearm. They actually met him in a car, got out of his car with his newborn son still in the car, told the FBI that they were trying to control his mind and doing all of this to him, you know, this psychotic, electronic harassment basically is what he believed he was under. Took the gun from him, went through a 31-day check after didn't shoot him, apparently. I would think that something like that might usually end up in somebody dying, but they gave him a psychiatric evaluation. They looked him over, said, hey, here's your gun. Haven't broken any laws. Good to go. Bought a one-way ticket. Wham, bam. Ends up at Fort Lauderdale and starts shooting people. Pretty crazy story. I don't know if I really have a lot of insight on as to whether or not he was being controlled by the government. Of course, this is always the key opportune time for people to talk about MK Ultra and the vast amount of mental screenings and different mental psychological operations that the U.S. government has conducted throughout history with, you know, drugs and all sorts of electronic equipment. I mean, not to mention poisons, radium, the Tuskegee Airmen. I mean, we could talk all about all of those people that became lab rats for the military-industrial complex post-World War II and a lot during the World War I era. I mean, forced sterilization of women. There's no doubt that the government has messed with people, and the government, not just our government in the United States of America, but governments around the world do stage false flag terrorism, false narratives, propaganda, social media campaigns that are part of a psychological campaign to control not only their people, their populace, but everything from the stock market to their presence overseas. It's so intertwined. So you have to kind of take it. I take all of these events pretty much for what they are, and I look at what they usher in. Just talking about the Russians with absolutely no factual evidence was just because the media and people in government talked about it enough, and these intelligence agencies leaked enough of this to their outlets, including the Washington Post and beyond. This was the justification for the Department of Homeland Security taking over our elections. Anyway, that kind of leaves us with these instances, wondering who done it, what happened, was the U.S. government involved? Beyond that, and for me, the jury's out. It's about gun control. Now, I'd point to you this video. It's pretty gruesome in Jerusalem of a truck ramming into soldiers, killed 5 and injured 15 others, becoming a new mode of attack, literally, for those that want to cause harm. It's kind of odd. You don't see a lot of stuff like this happening in Israel. Huge attacks, usually, but there are enough people out there that are upset. And you have this instance where, somebody has a vehicle, which, it's more powerful than a gun. It can hurt more people in a single shot, really, than a lot of weapons out there today. And, so it goes beyond the gun issue. Whether or not this guy should have had a gun. And that's going to be the question. Hey, you got a psych evaluation. We should be able to take your gun from you. We should be able to, keep people safe because, obviously this is a failed system. So we need to fix the system. So there are always going to be opportunities like this for the government to say, hey, we need more control. We need more checks, more regulations, more databases, and so on, more money, more government, more people to keep you safe. At the same time, this guy told the government that, hey, I'm crazy. I've been watching ISIS videos. They're telling me to kill Americans. What should I do? Oh, no problem. Okay. It wasn't a matter of a lack of intelligence or having the quantum supercomputers to process data that they received from Syria or some other, fantastic, same thing that happened with the Berlin massacre a few weeks ago. The guy was riding with the German intelligence agent, got a ride. He got a gun from Sweden, blah, blah, blah. Everybody knew about it. It's always frightening to me where people say, well, we just got to give the government more rights. Obviously, if we just gave them everything and we just, disarmed ourselves and, asked the government for permission for everything that we do in our lives, that we'd somehow have a better world. And that's really what it comes down to if you're, of that mindset. People are searching for solutions. What do we do? What do we do? Do we lock down people at the front gate? Where do we put the barricade? How many naked X-ray body scanners do we need? Do we need to scan your car when you come to the airport? Do we need to, frisk you? Get the full prison experience, or maybe like the Israeli-Palestinian border experience when you try to cross between those two countries. So you hear that all the time. Israel's safe, buddy. It's safe over there. Look at how they're going to go through that stuff. Well, shows that, both of these incidents that happen, that more and more and more isn't going to provide a solution. And even if this thing is absolutely organic, and almost to me, just throwing it out there, because it sounds so crazy, I almost think that it's organic. Now, if the government really was mind controlling this guy, do you think that they'd let him go and talk to the FBI? And it also is interesting because you have the FBI involved and the CIA is the one. It seems almost like a tit for tat for those out there that believe that there is this, you know, huge splintering inside of the deep state between the FBI, especially the DIA, the National Geospatial Agency, all these other groups that are part of that aforementioned ecosystem. But Esteban, he will be remembered as this guy, this you know, decorated war hero that somehow fell through the cracks, that was obviously mentally ill and no one would help him, and we need more and more government to provide that solution. And if it wasn't him, it would be somebody else. It doesn't matter. The next guy comes right through. All right, we've got a few minutes. There's a couple other things that I just want to, you know, talk about. Talking about the police state. I don't know if you saw this one. It didn't get any attention. Hairstylists, barbers, nail technicians are now forced to spy on customers in Illinois. They want all of those people, cosmetologists, barbers, estheticians. That's probably, I don't know what that is. But anyway, hair braiders, nail technicians, to identify domestic abuse victims by spying on their customers, according to an article in the Chicago Tribune. A new Illinois law will force hairstylists and the like to report domestic violence by taking advantage of their trusted relationship between their clients. Now, if you want to have a license to cut hair in the state of Illinois, and this is the same state that has all those fine gun control laws that are working so well in Chicago, might as well just, you know, put some salt on that. They see this as an opportunity. So to get your license, you have to go to one of these seminars to identify domestic abuse. And the government sees this special relationship that people have between themselves and a personal relationship with friendship in a lot of cases that you have with your barber is a perfect way to get in there. And, well, at first it's domestic abuse. And that seems like, well, who can argue with domestic abuse? You know, it's never okay to hit women, and it's a huge problem in society, yada, yada, yada. And it is, and I'm not dismissing the issue. But, well, then it's, well, maybe they're terrorists. Maybe they don't vaccinate their kids. Maybe they do this. Maybe they do that. Maybe they're, they voted for Trump. Maybe, you know, whatever it may be. It opens that door. And, of course, the government understands using this idea of protecting you. We talk about it so often on the show. I mean, it's really a mainstay. This idea that, you know, you are being taxed. You're having money stripped from you unethically and illegally to pay for your own protection, to pay for your privilege to exist here in the United States of America. Other places charge you different things to exist within their lands. But, you know, this is just the creeping police state where it's normalizing spying, normalizing this for the better of the customers, where people, almost all people that are in licensed industries that the government can regulate industries, have to take these courses. I see it. I have a actual license in the state of Texas to do electrical work and work on other electronic systems. And every year the requirements become more. This year they wanted to fingerprint me. They needed the fingerprints. And not only that, you have to pay for the privilege. So it goes on. This is also a money getter. You know, it's not always the police state. I mean, it usually is, but it's also, oh, well, we can make these people do more things, and they have to take continuing education, and it's all under the auspices of trying to help women, but now we have, you know, more revenue, we force them to go to all, you know, before you know it, you've created this business, this whole franchise, this parasite, you know, to protect people. And, if you're, don't get me wrong. If you're being abused by your husband or your spouse or your wife, I knew a guy that was, and it's really hard, because when you're being abused by your wife, there's almost no one out there that you feel you can go to. At least a wife, people feel very sympathetic. If you're a man, people laugh at you. Pretty sad deal, actually. Oh, how'd we get there? Ah, yes, your beauticians are spying on you. That's the world we live in. It's 2017. We will continue on the other side right here on Blacklisted Radio.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, welcome back. Final segment here on Blacklisted Radio. Yeah, there's just too much to respond to. Too many things to try to bring, you know, a fine tooth analysis to even encompass in this one show. So I just want to hit some of the topics out there. Of course, the decision by Barack Obama in his last month or so here to create two new protected lands, 300 acres, 300,000 acres of that in Nevada, has prompted calls for a confrontation among those out there, the independents, the American militants, as Vocative calls them. I would say, you know, patriots, people that believe in states' rights and believe that the federal government is out of control, and the only way to put them back in place is to have a, you know, face-to-face confrontation. You know, at some point, talk is cheap. And that's what you're seeing with, I mean, the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. Although there have been some developments there with some of the different tribes. I think some of them are getting tired, and maybe some of them are being bought out. But anyway, you know, on the ground, people actually resisting. We talked about, I think in the last podcast, the one before that, about how they're trying to push through and make any kind of peaceful protest that does stop the hand of government being classified, and you could be charged with economic terrorism. So anyway, this 300,000 acres encompasses Cliven Bundy's ranch. It's a long story, and the U.S. government has been trying to make this a wildlife refuge for a long time. And it could be because of valuable resources or just the state wanting more and more control. That's what the whole standoff with Cliven Bundy and Emin Bundy and all of the people involved there, from Pete Santilli on up, occupied that wildlife reserve for quite some time, and ultimately were infiltrated, and one man died as a result of that resistance. So I think that this is going to be something that's going to probably heat up in the next few months as the winter snow thins and people get more and more upset about it. Of course, if you look at the state's viewpoint, Bundy is a renter. These people sold their land to the government, many of them years ago, and have been leasing government land. And in the Cliven Bundy's case, not paying taxes, whether because he doesn't want to or because he feels that he doesn't have to. Principally, you know, you can have a principled tax resistance protest, and I'm all for, you know, citizen dissident actions and refusing the state, because that brings things to a head and forces. I mean, even though you can't find sets in the actions, and sometimes just sitting down doesn't seem like something revolutionary, but it does. It's one of the few ways to force the government to respond. And usually they will hit you with sticks and make you bleed until cameras are on and it makes them look bad. And then they move to Plan B. So that's going to probably boil up in the next few months. It's going to be a wild and crazy year. 2016 was. I want to thank all of you guys. I'll be back next week for another live edition. Power packed. I will have lots of rest and plenty of time for you to communicate and throw out your thoughts. 512-222-3067 throughout the week on the text line. Thanks to Ken in the studio. Thanks to Republic Broadcasting for being the mothership and putting this out there. And thanks to you for supporting and listening to the show. Hope you had a great 2016, and I hope your 2016's even better. So until next week, everyone out there, take care.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.